Welcome. My time here is, I think it's like 9 o'clock because it's all still on Swedish time, but it's time to start. Is anyone missing someone that might be outside or something? I took a look and I couldn't find anyone, so I suppose we're all here. Welcome to the Worldwide OTP Summit 2025 in Helsinki. It's so nice to see you all here. I've seen some of you online, but there's a lot of new faces too. I'm going to start with some practical information. We have emergency exits behind you, and I did some exploring. There's actually an emergency exit behind me too, behind this black veil. I'm trying to switch to the next slide. I don't know why it doesn't work. There. So, the emergency exits. We have a Wi-Fi here. You see it's called VR Guest, and you have the password. This room that we are in, we call it the big room. There's also a small room for some sessions this afternoon. It's down the hall, it's called 15. Right behind
Roman
the...
Roman numerals.
Yeah, in Roman numbers. Yeah, exactly. XV. You find it behind the cafeteria. And that's the same place where we'll have lunch later. And the dinner tonight, if you have registered for it, is at Restaurant Pamela, downtown Helsinki, on Boulevard 12. So that's the practical information. Then you might wonder, why am I standing here, coming from Sweden and everything? The reason is that I have been chosen to have a new role at the OTP community, which is called OTP Community Development Manager. And my name is Marcus Nilsson. This is a completely new role, as I said, so I think there will be a lot of discussions here today and tomorrow about what this role really should do. So I'm happy to hear what you think about that. This role is funded through Software Freedom Conservancy, and there are a few organizations here behind that funding represented today. This is 2 years ago in Valencia. How many in this room were there 2023? It's nice to see you again, and also nice to see so many new faces. We were quite a lot of people. I don't know if it was the nice weather in Valencia that made so many people come there. But in that case, you must have really nice weather in Helsinki too, because we are more registered here today than in Valencia. Because OTP is growing, there are more than 80 participants registered for this conference. And when it comes to development, we have more pull requests being done now than ever before. This is the conference schedule. This is also posted on the webpage of the conference. And as you can see, there are a few 15-minute breaks between sessions during the day. One before noon and a bit more of them in the afternoon. Use these breaks to talk to people, get coffee or anything you like. And maybe we will use them for catching up if we drag behind. You see that little star on the first sessions after lunch? They mean that there are parallel sessions in a small room. And that parallel session is a workshop about improving collaboration within OTP. I also want to say a few words about the schedule tomorrow. On Tuesday, we have two show and tell slots, and those are meant for anyone who wants to talk about something and share with the rest of us to be able to do that. Please tell Leonard about that in that case, so he can plan the sessions correctly. Leonard, up there at the camera. We also have a panel discussion as the last thing tomorrow. And if you still have questions or any questions you have, you can ask then. You can ask them before, of course, but think about good questions to ask to the panel for that session. And then we have Friday, Wednesday to Friday for the developers, and that will be at the HSL office. And if you keep your conference badge, it will be easy to get into the office. There are other methods, but that's the easiest one. This is the OTP community team charter, and we're going to talk about this at this conference. For some of you, this is new, I suppose. You haven't seen it before. This was created last year in Berlin by the people who identify as the product level kind of people. And as you can see, there are three value words: influentials, collaborative, and reliable. I encourage you to discuss if these are the words that we want to work with and identify with. There are also a few goals here that we can discuss if that's something we can work on. A common vision and ambition for OTP, a transparent, relevant, and updated roadmap, and effective collaborations. So we'll get back to that during the conference. And now some of our Finnish organizations are going to do presentations, and I'm going to show the slides. So welcome Thomas up on stage. I don't know, you know, do you want to use the microphone?
Can I use this one?
No, it's not, okay. Not for the audience, but all right. Maybe you can control it yourself.
Okay, my name is Tuomas Heikkilä. On behalf of Anna Loukamo and VR Group, I wish you a warm welcome to this summit. It's nice to see you all here. And I will tell you a little bit about the VR Group and what we do. Like I said, my name is Tuomas Heikkilä. I'm a product owner for the distribution systems here at VR, meaning that basically the way how we distribute our timetables and publish our fleet and the related services which we sell to our customers. So that's basically what my team does here at VR Group. So VR heavily promotes responsible travel and transport, and we already have a few experience of more than 160 years operating railway traffic here in Finland, and we operate both in Finland and in Sweden. And besides of travel, we already operate or have been operating logistics within Finland for a long time. And we are one of the largest public transport operators here in the Nordics and owned by the Finnish state. In the recent years, we heavily have been embracing digitalization, and our priority is to basically enhance our customer experience using digital services and also to improve our operational efficiency and sustainability. We heavily use cloud platforms such as Azure and AWS, and our digital strategy also focuses on automated cloud infrastructure and data-driven development. And I think this is my last slide. So basically, we are a group, and railways have been already part of like Finnish society and developing it for more than 163 years, and we will continue doing so. I think I have nothing else, but I just want to say you one more time. Please, you're welcome to the summit, and nice to see you all here.
Thank you very much. Next speaker would be for HSL.
Good morning from HSL behalf also. I'm Jona Pakkalainen, Head of Information at HSL, so my work is to guarantee for our passengers an informatic trip and good awareness for the situation and surroundings. So, little brief presentation from HSL, so which kind of organization we are. So we are Regional and Transport Authority in this region. We have 400 employees. Our mode is to contract to traffic, so we have different entrepreneurs and companies providing the services. And we are owned by our municipalities in this region, Helsinki the biggest, then the 8 smaller ones, roughly 1.6 million inhabitants in this region. And we're running like 876 million euro business here, and in a few years it will go over $1 billion, so and euros, of course, in the same times. So, and the half of our income comes from the municipality, and half comes from the ticket revenue. So, quite a contested market to have the tickets sailed on the passengers. And we have roughly 6 transport modes. We have a tram, metro, buses, commuter trains, and ferries, and of course the city bikes, which are a little bit different from the other transport modes. So our basic backbone is a digital journey planner. It's quite central for our strategy to have a multimodal journey planning tool in our hands. And it's based on OTP, of course. And it integrates all those modes that I previously said, and it's open code and open access, as we all here know. And every city can join, and we are providing this service for different cities in Finland via our collaboration with Baltia and Fintraffic, which are our partners. And of course, we are providing the service for different transport modes, first and last mile services, e-scooters and such. So we have a platform for every entrepreneur and every transport mode in this region to use their services and provide them to customers. Real-time information is very important to us. We have invested in that. It has to be cost-efficient and sustainable as in the region. Municipalities demand from us. And in our municipalities also demand that is equal access to all in our services, so not to exclude any from services. So brief history from the DigiTransit in HSL and journey planning as a whole. 2001, we had our first journey planner, roughly it was one of the first in the world. And 2015, we transited to open trip planner-based services, which were launched in 2017. And the current version is from 2020 from the UE and UX side, and OTP2 we transited in 2024. And now we have implemented travel companion feature that I will be giving information on the later today. Nice figure, our estimated market share in this region for transit journeys is 88%, so it's even higher on Google or Apple, so it's quite strange in the worldwide scale, but it says that our service is quite good. And we have two interfaces for journey planning. We have the desktop version, and then we have the mobile app, HSL app. And it's based on the Open Trip Planner services. And for my design principles, we are combining all the information to one app for all, which have visualizing features, which have the multimodal trips. And then we are driving to be open API and other data-driven as an ecosystem, providing data to different stakeholders in this ecosystem. To be third-party developers are always welcome to our ecosystem. And of course, user-centric development and design. We are doing this for the customers, for the public transportation and transit users as a whole. And in such, we are always implementing new features and experimenting and having the new kind of things there. But in the end of my brief introduction here, welcome to Helsinki, and anything is possible, which is our slogan. Thank you.
Thank you, and let's hear from Fintraffic. Is this the correct one?
Do you have the two slides or one?
Yeah, I have them. I just don't know how to.
Like old screen.
Sorry, a bit of technical difficulties.
My presentation is in different format, so sorry about that. It went somewhere. Yeah, and welcome to the OTP conference also on the behalf of Fintraffic. And I'm Jaakko Rintamäki. I'm working as a development manager at Fintraffic in the mobility data. So my work basically, like Jonas already like described the Fintraffic's work in the OTP partnership with the Valtti and HSL. Our duties are like national wide, so we are working like basically every mobility feed or traffic feed from Finland, and also this our mobility segment. What we are working in those like with the data, we are that's like only like one small part of our daily business, and our like daily business is working in the traffic management in all of the modes. So we are working at the sea, in the air, and also in the land. So the land modes are of course the road traffic management and the rails. So every train is on under like our control in our traffic management centers. So, and one of the our task is also like working as a, like this kind of a national access point and a national access point operator here at Finland. So basically that is where we are getting all of the, our like traffic data, mobility data and such, and also directly from our traffic control services. And from that, we are like promoting a community that utilizes this kind of a traffic and mobility sector data. We have in Finland this kind of a like a cooperation network, which is called like National Data Ecosystem, which consists about 250 organizations. And our fourth mode is our digital services and data. So where I'm coming from, and I'm working in the field of like mobility data here at Fintraffic. And Fintraffic as a company, we have roughly around 1,200 professionals. Most of them, of course, are working in the traffic management centers and operative services, but also like some tens of us are working in the like directly in producing in different kind of digital services in from the air traffic data to the to land and everything like between. And one of our like important tools are also like our APIs the openness of our APIs, and our traffic and mobility APIs generates roughly 23 billion calls annually. So it's quite large like queries going into our services, and of course, and of course like hopefully also those APIs will generate like a benefits for the data users like VR and such. But that was like my brief presentation on this point, so thank you.
Thank you very much, Jaakko. And now we have... okay, you have to excuse my Finnish, but Matka Hultu.
Please. Good morning, everyone. My name is Tuomo Kinnunen. I work as a head of development and growth team at Matka Huolto Travel Services. It's Matka Huolto.
I'll try to learn. Thank you.
And, it's quite easy to pronounce.
Yeah, yeah. I have my colleague Johanna here, who is also.
Yeah, so okay, yeah. I'm Johanna Taskinen, a development manager in Matka Huolto. And Matka Huolto also operates parcel services in Sweden, so there we just ask people to call us MH, I think. So you can do that also, MH.
Yeah, and Matka Huolto is a very well-known brand in Finland, very trusted one. And we have been in operation since 1933, more than 90 years. And we have two business areas. Parcel business is the main business area, and we are representing digital public transport and travel services. And I think everyone can read what is out there. So let's go further. Why we are here? We started using OTP and building on that 2020 in collaboration with a former Finnish startup Kyyti Group. Johanna was working there at that time, and since then we have been building our own app that contains nationwide, I think, all public transport services and most of the single tickets. And currently we are working on cross-border travel chains from Finland to Estonia and to Sweden, and maybe some later some more. And what is, I think, a difference to other, we started with Kyyti Group with demand-responsive transport services. We integrate them. We have Vinga, our current DRT system that is fully integrated to that service. And I think...
Yeah, just to... Well, if anybody is interested here at this conference to talk about the OTP Flex issues, so because we have integrated the on-demand service, so please come. I'm always interested to chat.
Yeah, and I think at last we are a private company owned by Finnish Coach Association. How many private companies are here? Quite a few. Nice. Let's talk more later.
Yes.
And welcome to Finland and Helsinki, and enjoy the weather.
Thank you very much. And now the last one for this session.
Do I need this one?
It's for a recording, so it's not for the auditory.
Hi, good morning everyone, and welcome to Helsinki and Finland. Just a few words about Valtti Solutions. So my name is Juha Ranta, and I'm a director of service offering on Valtti. And what the Valtti is, that big company, just 24 people, and turnover a little bit over 10 million. But what is the interesting in Valtti is that we are fully owned by public transport authorities. So almost all PTAs in Finland is owning us, and we are offering services just for the PTAs in Finland, or mainly for the PTAs, as less than 0.5% of our turnover is coming from other companies. So what we are offering for the PTAs is the our core is the ticketing system, but we are also offering for them the information system, why I'm here, and the planning system, consultation, procurement support, that kind of things, which are usually not that well resourced by PTAs. So we can offer those services, and all the PTAs doesn't need their own resources for that. So how we are doing that, because we have only 24 people in Valtti, so we don't have any developers or scrum masters or the very technical people in Valtti. We are collecting those from the market and procuring based on the public procurement. So that's why the PTAs can use our services without the procurement, because we are taking care about those. Okay, bit more about us and why we are here. As HSL and Joona and Jaakko from Finvia Intraffic already told, we have cooperation on DigiTransit development, and we are offering the DigiTransit for the 18 different cities nowadays in Finland, which are branded by PTA's own brand, but actually the core system is exactly same, that DigiTransit, which is using the OTP services in the back office. So that's why we are here, and what is interesting is to see so many people here today and see clearly that OTP is interesting, bigger and bigger group of people nowadays. I was a few years ago in Valencia, and I think there's at least double amount of people here today, so it's really cool to see that. It's because of the weather, I understand. Hey, thank you all.